Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which is back after a break for graduation. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today is Grayson Lambert, who will head into the summer as the UVA football team's number one quarterback. Grayson, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Final exams ended May the 9th at UVA, and the first session of summer school began Monday. Not much of a vacation for you, I guess, though maybe you got a little longer than some people.
Yeah, I was able to get out of here pretty early. I only had one final, and it was on the first day of finals. So I got about 2 weeks at home. It was much needed, but I was really ready to get back. I couldn't wait to get back and get started.
You got buddies from home who were home at the same time, or are they still off
at
school?
All my friends from high school were at home, and so I was able to hang out with them and see my girlfriend. And it's always great being able to go home and spend that time with my family, first and foremost, just being able to see them, because I probably won't go home until after the bowl game.
Right. On Twitter the other day, I saw a photo of you taken at Scott Stadium with your fellow team captains, Anthony Harris, Henry Coley, and Kevin Parks. Those guys will all be seniors in the fall. You will be a redshirt sophomore. What did it mean to you to be chosen as a captain by your peers?
I mean, it was amazing. It's definitely an honor, and it's just a blessing, and I just want to be able to be that guy for them and be the guy that they voted on continuously and all the time. I want them to see constant, steady Grayson all the time.
Was it awkward at all at first as a younger guy to take on a leadership role around teammates who, some of whom have been in the program 3 or 4 years, and tell a guy who's older than you, hey, we don't want to do it that way. We want to do it this way.
At times it could have been, but for the most part, this is my third year here too. And so I've been around a little bit, so I don't know. It was hard. It was difficult at first, but, as the off season kind of kept progressing, right, I was able to kind of fill that in.
You mentioned you've been here a while. You graduated from high school early, enrolled at UVA in January 2012. So you're five semesters in, and you've also taken summer school classes.
Yes, sir.
Where are you exactly academically? Are you considered a fourth year academically at this point?
I'm considered – I don't really – I think I'm a third year. And then after the fall, I'll be a fourth year that spring.
Okay.
And I'll be able to graduate early and, hopefully finish my master's. And
What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in anthropology right now, and I can graduate in 3.5. And I might choose to take one class my next fall.
Right.
And that way it'll allow me to really put a lot of focus on football, and then I'll still have time to get a master's degree. I haven't really chosen what I want to do. I'd really like to be a coach, maybe go into sports management. Mm-hmm. That's something that interests me. So.
A lot has been written or was written about your recruitment and the SEC schools that were interested in you. For people who aren't familiar with the story, tell us how you ended up at Virginia.
Yeah, my dad and I took about a week to go to about 6 schools in 7 days. And then all those schools were from the SEC except for Florida State and maybe Clemson. I'm not sure. I can't remember. And then I took a week off because I was still in school. Mm-hmm. That was like my spring break or something. But I took a week off and came here, I think in April, the next weekend. And this was kind of my last visit, and it was my first visit coming here, but it was my last visit out of that whole group of schools. And it just, there was something about it. There was something about the grounds. There was something about the coaches. Coach London wasn't actually even there, but whenever I showed up, my dad and I went down into the team meeting room, and there's a video personally made for myself and whoever was with me on my recruiting trip from Coach London sitting in his office. And I just, for him to take the time to do that, I mean, it's just a, all around, it was a great experience for me to be able to come here and experience all the things. They took me all around and showed me all of the academic buildings along with the football buildings. And I don't know. It just was, there was a different vibe here.
Right.
You could really tell the coaches truly cared about your well-being here and developing you as a man. And that was kind of what sold me.
You are from Jessup, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
For those of us who have not been there, what's your hometown like? Is it big town?
Oh, no.
Small town?
It's a small town. It's not, everybody kids me and says that I only have one stoplight, but it's not that. You know, we've got a Walmart and we've got some places, you know, but, you know, it's a great small town and I love it. I love going back. We actually have a drive-in theater that I – and they kid me on
that
how I say time. Theater.
Theater, yeah.
But it's nice. It's a fun town. Everybody knows everybody. And when you go back, it's a lot of fun. It's like you never left.
Now, I was checking it out on the map. You're not that far from the ocean, are you?
No, sir.
Did you go to the beach a lot?
Yeah, I try to. There are several islands, St. Simons and Jekyll, that I'll go fishing with my buds or go – you know, with my family or my girlfriend and just go and hang out. But it's probably about 40, 45 miles away.
Now, isn't St. Simons where Morgan Brine's from?
I think so, yes.
I think she grew up there.
Yes.
It was big news early this month when Coach London released the post-spring practice depth chart and fans learned that you were number one at quarterback. Did you come out of spring ball confident, you know, it would go that way?
I came out of spring ball just wanting to work more. I knew that there's no, you know, definite answer on that until August 30th. And so my goal was just helping my teammates get better and bettering myself and getting us better prepared for UCLA coming out of spring ball. So I wasn't really too focused on that subject.
This is Steve Fairchild's second year as offensive coordinator here. Could you see a difference in the spring in terms of the players' familiarity with the system and maybe his familiarity with his personnel?
Definitely. You know, we had some guys, you know, try out, you know, some receivers that were outside. We moved them inside. We tried, you know, linemen here or there. We tried these plays over these plays. There's several differences and similarities between this year's offense and last year's offense, but it's all moving in a positive direction. We're very familiar with the offense, very familiar with the schemes and the concepts of what we're trying to do. And you could definitely see that during spring ball. And we kind of took it and ran with it. We know what we're supposed to do. We know our assignments now. So now it's just perfecting those. So
this year, for the first time, college football coaches will be allowed to work on a limited basis with players who are in summer school. When do those workouts start for you, if you know, and how much do you think that'll help your preparation?
We haven't been told much yet. I think that some of the coaches are still out recruiting and stuff. But I'm ready to go whenever, and I want to take advantage of, you know, the full amount of time that we're given. And that's definitely going to give, college football players a leg up this year compared to previous years, just because – you know, you need that experience. You need the extra time. There is never too much preparation. You can never be too, you know, overly prepared. So having that extra time will really help, you know, our team build and learn during the offseason instead of just, you know, having player-led
stuff. Yeah, I was going to say, you always I don't know if those will continue, but you always hear about the 7-on-7 workouts that players organize in the summer. How does that work? Are the quarterbacks the guys who contact everyone else and say, we're doing this at this time every day, or is there?
Yeah, we try to communicate to the guys and, you know, see what time works for everyone. And once we kind of figure out all the logistics, we go out there and we'll set a time and you know, we'll decide, you know, we'll go on these days at these times and the quarterbacks will come up with the plays. You know, Henry or Ant will, you know, decide the defenses and we'll go from there. And it'll be basically the same format as practice. And we'll have, you know, two or three groups going right. And they'll have five plays and we'll just keep rotating and, you know, running.
So how
plays.
Many guys will be for a 7-on-7 session? How many players are out there at any one time?
I mean, we want.
Have you had like three groups of seven on?
We want everyone. We want everybody to get reps. We want everybody out there learning and experiencing.
Other than
it's
the
like.
Linemen, right?
Exactly. And even if the line, a lot of the time the linemen go out at the same time we go out, and they do individual drills and stuff like that. And the centers come with us because they're snapping to us during 7-on-7. So.
You backed up David Watford last year, and you had a couple really solid games off the bench. But overall, you completed only 44% of your passes. When you went back and watched film of some of those games, did you think, you know, that's not really me, or that's not the way I can play?
Well, the way – I mean, this was my – I don't want to say any – I mean, but this was still my first year getting any playing time.
College football.
And, you know, in it's a lot different than practice. And so it took me – a while to understand the speed of the game, understand that, you know, it is different. It is a lot different. But then again, it helped me understand how I can change the way I practice to simulate more so what it's like in a game. So then that practice in the game won't be so different. And throughout the year, I tried to do that. And I feel like I gained more confidence whenever I went out on the field throughout the year. But I feel like that goes for any football player.
Right.
You're going to gain more confidence the more you're out on the field, the more you practice, the more you learn. So throughout that experience, I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome to be able to play. It was an honor. It was a blessing to be able to just go out there and get however many snaps I got per game. It was amazing. So
several times this spring, I saw you surprise the defense by keeping the ball on the read option and picking up a lot of yardage. How would you describe yourself as a runner?
If I get going, my legs are pretty long. So
you cover a lot of ground.
Yeah. You know, I look pretty slow, but I'd like to say that I might have a tiny bit of speed, but I probably don't. So, but if I can get the defensive end to crash and there's nobody there, then I'll get, you know, as many as I can get. And then get down, get out of bounds, or run somebody over. So,
you're a big guy, obviously. Where does the size come from? Is your father tall?
I don't know. My dad's about 6'1". My mom's about 5'7", 5'7 and a half, she'll say. I honestly don't know. I know that my grandparents, my grandfather was about 6'2". I think my great-grandfather was maybe 6'5", 6'6". So it's on down the line, but I'm not sure where my size comes from.
What about – how has your weight changed since you've gotten here? Have you put on weight?
Oh, definitely.
What are you at now?
I'm at 230 now. And whenever I came in, I was 216, but my body fat percentage was pretty high. I was just – whenever I came in, I just wanted to weigh as heavy as I could. So that initially – you know, my focus was to get that down. And so obviously my weight went down with it, but now I've been able to build up on that. And I'm probably about 12 or 13 now, body fat percentage and 230.
Not all season openers offer the same challenges. How has it changed the off season? Just knowing you're opening against a UCLA team that very well could start the season ranked in the top 10, maybe top 5, who knows?
Yeah, you try not to let your opponent dictate how you prepare. You try to prepare the same for every game, but obviously that's, you know, what you try to do. You know, I mean, we know that we're going to be playing a great team in UCLA, but, you know, we think that we're a great team here at UVA, and we think that this is a new season, it's a new team, it's a new everything. So we'll see August 30th, you know.
Have you watched a lot of UCLA tape yet?
I have. I took several cut-ups home with me to watch, and then I've been watching it every day here. I don't know. I like it. It allows me to understand, you know, what I need to do, what maybe some suggestions to bring to coach, or, you know, some things to just kind of put in the ears of the players. It helps, you know, every day for me.
One final question before I let you go. Who is your favorite athlete at UVA who is not on the football team? Who do you most enjoy watching play his or her sport?
That's a good one. I really like Justin Anderson.
Getting on.
I like watching him. I like the energy he brings. I like how he can, you know, come in and, you know, change the pace of the game with one dunk, you know, and it's just – he brings a lot of energy and a lot of passion to what he does, and I like that a lot.
All right, that's it for this week. Grayson, good luck in summer school and with your summer workouts, and thanks again for stopping by.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
For UVA Athletics, 2013-14 is winding down, but teams and individuals are still competing in such sports as baseball, rowing, women's golf, men's golf, women's lacrosse, track and field, and tennis. Remember to check virginiasports.com for news and updates on all 25 of our teams. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.